O come, thou key of David, come, and open wide our heavenly home. Make safe the way that leads on high, and close the path to misery. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel, shall come to thee, O Israel. We continue our time of Advent, awaiting the coming Emmanuel. We have seen who he is, and have begun to understand what he has come to do. He is not only a king, a direct descendant of David, clothed in power and might and wisdom, but he is also a key. And you probably don't pay much attention to your keys. They simply are there. You use them to unlock your house, to start your car. Maybe even getting into your office requires you use a key given to you. You can use them for security. You can lock your doors and keep yourself safe at night. But what happens when you lose it? Suddenly you drop everything you are doing to search for that key. Without it, you cannot go into your house or start your car. Suddenly, your house may be susceptible to burglary, and your feeling of security vanishes. All because you can't find a simple key. The small, common, unassuming key holds great power in one's life. Keys open and lock, keeping things safe, and even you safe. This Emmanuel is the key. He is the key to the courts of heaven, where untold happiness and all good things dwell, and that key that bars the paths to deep darkness. This Emmanuel unlocks the mysteries of God, for to know him is to know the will of God, the path to heaven. He leads on ahead, being our security in the dark places of this life. He is the key that closes the path to death and opens the one to everlasting life. Ancient Christians knew what this meant, for one even wrote, "The words of the Holy One, the True One, who has the key of David, who opens and no one will shut, who shuts and no one will open." This Holy One is Emmanuel, God with us. He opens wide the kingdom of heaven, and none can shut it. And to those who walk in the paths he has made safe, he closes the path to misery. So rejoice, O people of God, for Emmanuel, the key of David, has opened for you a path to heaven and promises to close the path to death and despair to all those who follow him. Rejoice. Amen.